Good morning and welcome to Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program. And each week on Studies in the Gospels, we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At the present, we are studying events of that last days of public teaching by Jesus before the cross. And today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 23, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 36 as Jesus pronounces woes against the scribes and the Pharisees. What exactly is a hypocrite? Some would define a hypocrite as one who talks the talk but fails to walk the walk. But that is not necessarily the case. For oftentimes it is the result of weakness rather than hypocrisy. In truth, a hypocrite is one who pretends to be something they are not and has no intention of becoming such. There were hypocrites almost everywhere, even in Jesus' day. And he addresses a group of hypocrites that were among the scribes and the Pharisees in our text under consideration today. Now, though the scribes and the Pharisees would have been considered the conservatives of that day and age, Jesus directed at them some of the strongest rebukes we have recorded by Jesus. In this one discourse we are considering today, Jesus referred to them as hypocrites, as fools, as blind guides, serpents, and a brood of vipers. There is much for us to gain from an examination of this brood of vipers. Now, one of the things that we need to see is that hypocrites, they abuse authority. Hypocrites will bind upon others what they are unwilling to do themselves. When the Jewish leaders spoke from Moses' seat in the synagogue, they were speaking with authority. But unfortunately, they delighted in binding upon others the things that they would not do themselves. Let's go now to our text in Matthew chapter 23, and let's notice the first four verses. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." This type of attitude among leaders will cause others to lose their respect for authority and even the Word of God itself. If we in the New Testament church want others to have a high regard for the Word of God in the church, then it is absolutely essential that we practice what we preach. Let's notice also that hypocrites do their work not to glorify God, but to be seen of men. The hypocrites did their works to be seen of men, not God. They loved to be seen in the religious clothing, which gave them the appearance of being righteous. Notice verse 5. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. The hypocrite will seek the approval of men rather than God, and will always be exposed for what they are in due time. If we truly desire to please God, we will do things to glorify God rather than ourselves. And many of our works will not even be known by anyone but God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Hypocrites love to receive the attention and adoration of men. The Pharisees loved the attention and special considerations that they would receive from others. They desired the places and positions of prominence. Notice in our text, verses 6 and 7. They loved the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But a Christian will be different than the world. A true disciple will not be like the hypocrites. The Lord Jesus instructed us to avoid special titles like Father or Reverend. And instead, Christians are to be filled with humility instead of pride. Verse 8, "But you, do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ." Hypocrites desire to be served, but a faithful disciple is a servant, not the served. Jesus Christ is looking for individuals that will humble themselves rather than people that exalt themselves. Verse 11, "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Now, as we move on through our text, Jesus continues to rebuke the Pharisees and the scribes concerning their hypocrisy. We want to note now that the hypocrite will fail in their teachings. They fail to lead others to the kingdom, and also they fail to enter the kingdom of heaven themselves. They taught then and teach now as doctrines the commandments of men rather than God, and thus made their religion vain. Matthew chapter 15, now notice verses 3 through 6. "He answered and said to them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, Whoever says to his father or mother, Whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." The hearts of the scribes and the Pharisees were not right in the sight of God, and it was quite clearly reflected in their teachings. Still in Matthew chapter 15, now let's continue at verse 7. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. We should teach what will save both ourselves and others. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Another thing we find concerning hypocrites in the church is that they will use the church for their own personal gain. They will think nothing of defrauding the helpless. They seek to impress others with their position and their money and their power. Verse 14 says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Paul warned about this type of hypocrite. In Titus chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, for there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. Faithful Christians will be content in life and view godliness as the true gain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. It is important that we do things that are good and honorable before others. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 21 says, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Hypocrites bring others down besides themselves. The Pharisees did not make people around them better. Instead, they made them worse. Verse 15, Jesus said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. One of the ways that hypocrites worsen people is by putting more importance upon the traditions of men rather than the Word of God. The Pharisees had a knowledge of the word, but neglected it. They, just like many people in so many congregations today, are literally starving without the word. Traditions are not necessarily a bad thing, but they can never come between the word and those we teach. We must give them the whole word and hold back nothing which is profitable. Paul would say in Acts chapter 20 and verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. And let's notice now in verses 16 through 22, that hypocrites make distinctions where God has not. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by who? By him sits on it. We can be guilty just as they were, even today. We might say baptism is not essential for salvation. We may say only baptism is essential. We might say repentance is not essential. We might say repentance is the only essential. But we must avoid the I thinks and I believe. We must avoid things like, my God does not care if I do this or that just once. Or, my God does not care if my boyfriend or girlfriend and I live together since we're planning to get married. Or perhaps my God does not care if I marry her since my ex-wife was so unloving to me. You see, the list goes on and on and on. We must learn to simply speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where it is silent, neither adding to nor taking away. We're going to stop there today. I believe our time will permit us to get all the way through our study, so we'll just carry this into next week as we continue to look at Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 36. I hope you'll join me then. Remember, this program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. I want to encourage you to listen in throughout the day for the programs here on TGRN. And if the Lord wills, I will be with you again next week at this same time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. So till we meet again, this is Chris saying so long and have a great day.